Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. We're in the midst of a 9-day novena, asking for the intercession of Blessed Pauline Jericho for the healing of a young Palestinian Franciscan priest in Jerusalem, Father Iman, who's suffering from a traumatic brain injury from an accident. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. By his prayer and sacrifice, Jesus opened the way to heaven. By baptism, he makes us children of God. And God the Father wants to give all his children the joy of participating with Jesus in the work of saving souls. He wants us to play our part in helping others receive the mercy of God. For this reason, Jesus said to Faustina, "My daughter, I want to instruct you on how you are to rescue souls through sacrifice and prayer. You will save more souls through prayer and suffering than will a missionary through his teachings and sermons alone." So, on March 29, 1934, Faustina offered her life as a sacrifice for souls. Jesus responded, "I am giving you a share in the redemption of mankind." Then on August 11th, Mary came to visit her, and she was sad, and her eyes were cast down, but she made it clear that she wanted to say something, and yet, as if she did not. Faustina begged Mary to tell her, and Our Lady looked at her with a warm smile and said, "You are going to experience certain sufferings because of an illness and the doctors. You will also suffer much because of the image, but do not be afraid of anything." The next day, August 12, 1934, Faustina fell ill with tuberculosis. And from that moment until the end of her life, 4 years later, October 5, 1938, suffering was her constant companion. But she wasted none of it. In her diary, she wrote, "Illness also is a great grace. I have been ill for 4 months, but I do not recall having wasted so much as a minute of it. All has been for God and for souls." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. Jesus told Faustina, I need your suffering to rescue sinners. That night, she writes, almost all night I had such violent pains that it seemed all my intestines were torn to pieces. I threw up the medicine I had taken. When I bowed my head down to the ground, I lost consciousness, and I stayed like that for some time with my head on the floor. When I came to, I became aware that my whole body was pressing on my head and face and that I was covered with vomit. I thought it would be the end of me. O my Jesus, do with me as you please. Only give me the strength to suffer. Since your strength supports me, I shall bear everything. O souls, how I love you. I was at Faustina's convent in Poland, speaking to one of the sisters about this. This sister actually looked a lot like Faustina. And I asked her, how could Faustina do this? How did she have such courage? And this little nun, she cocked her head, looked at me and said, you can do anything for the one you love. Well, I wanted to punch this good sister. Because with this reply, she put the dagger in me. She cut to the heart of the matter. I do not love Jesus or souls as I should. Faustina did. She loved Jesus and she loved souls. But I didn't punch her. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 24, St. Paul wrote, "It makes me happy to suffer for you, as I am suffering now, and in my own body to do what I can to make up all that is lacking in the suffering of Christ for the sake of his body, the church." But what on earth could be lacking in the sufferings of Christ? Only one thing: our participation. What St. Paul means by this passage is that Christ wants us to participate in his activity for his activity to have its full effect. Christ's preaching of the gospel was perfect, but if we don't share the gospel too, then his preaching won't have its full effect. Christ's prayer was perfect, but if we don't pray too, then his prayer won't have its full effect. And Christ's suffering for souls was perfect, but if we don't suffer for souls too, then Christ's suffering on the cross won't have its full effect. So Jesus is inviting us to suffer with him, so that his suffering may have its full effect. Therefore, when you face anything you did not choose, do not like, and cannot change, accept it with trust and offer it with love to God to help him rescue souls. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Jesus also wants to use our prayer to save souls. We all have family and friends who show little or no interest in God, and we have great concern for them. Faustina was no different. Listen to her experience with her sister. She writes, "My sister Wanda came to see me today. When she told me of her plans, I was horror-stricken. How is such a thing possible? Such a beautiful little soul before the Lord, and yet great darkness had come over her, and she did not know how to help herself. She had a dark view of everything. The good God entrusted her to my care, and for 2 weeks I was able to work with her. But how many sacrifices this soul cost me is known only to God. For no other soul did I bring so many sacrifices and sufferings and prayers before the throne of God as I did for her. I felt that I had forced God to grant her grace. When I reflect on all this, I see that it was truly a miracle. Now I can see how much power intercessory prayer has before God. It reminds me of what Our Lady said to the three little children of Fatima on August 19, 1917, where she said, "Pray, pray very much, and make sacrifices for sinners, for many souls go to hell because there are none to sacrifice themselves and pray for them." And Jesus said to St. Faustina, "When you say this prayer with a contrite heart and with faith on behalf of some sinner, I will give him the grace of conversion. And this is the prayer. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a font of mercy for us, I trust in you." That's from the diary, paragraph 187. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. This is day 9 of our novena to Divine Mercy, for tomorrow is Divine Mercy Sunday. Today, bring to me souls who have become lukewarm and immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. These souls wound my heart most painfully. My soul suffered the most dreadful loathing in the Garden of Gethsemane because of lukewarm souls. They were the reason I cried out, Father, take this cup away from me, if it be your will. For them, the last hope of salvation is to flee to my mercy. Most compassionate Jesus, you are compassion itself. I bring you lukewarm souls into the abode of your most compassionate heart. In this fire of your pure love, let these tepid souls, who like corpses, who filled you with such deep loathing, be once again set aflame. O most compassionate Jesus, exercise the omnipotence of your mercy and draw them into the very ardor of your love and bestow upon the gift of holy love, for nothing is beyond your power. Fire and ice cannot be joined. Either the fire dies or the ice melts. But by your mercy, O God, you can make up for all that is lacking. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon lukewarm souls who are nonetheless enfolded in the most compassionate heart of your Son, Jesus. Father of mercy, I beg you by the bitter passion of your Son and by his 3-hour agony on the cross, let them too glorify the abyss of your mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hey everyone, if you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Northern Iowa, or Nebraska, come and pray the rosary with Teresa and I in Watertown, South Dakota, Wednesday, May 7th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And we'll stick around as long as you're there for friendship and good conversation. You can find all the information at schooloffaith.com. Just click on events. So what, Teresa, what struck you with this meditation from Faustina about prayer and sacrifice and suffering to rescue souls?
It's more of a reflection on that last point from the novena in preparation for Divine Mercy Sunday, as well as, I feel like I'm going to be talking about it a lot because I'm reading through it right now in a book club, but a line or a moment that struck me from Brideshead Revisited, talking about, he was an agnostic talking to a Catholic, and he's like, well, I don't see how that should affect your life at all. I don't see how it makes a difference. And the Catholic is like, well, it just makes all the difference. Our lives aren't the same. They can't be the same. And I think I've grown so accustomed to Catholic circles, as well as our audience is genuinely so good, and we're so blessed with really deep thinkers and really active Catholics, but I've kind of forgotten that a lot of people live in a state in which being Catholic doesn't make a difference in their lives. It's something that they are, not that they do. And it just really struck me, especially with that description of it in the novena, of
the lukewarm,
that we have even more of a calling to be on fire, so that people see that and they know they can't live a passive life as a Catholic, that that's not an option.
Yeah.
That we have a responsibility to be on fire because of how cold so many Catholics are. not even agnostics or atheists, but how cold other people in our own church are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just as a way to be inspiring, I mean. Like, Faustina's life is inspiring. Her love is inspiring. Her sacrifice is inspiring.
Yeah, you spend time with Faustina and you're going to get set on fire.
Mm-hmm. You see what it means to love.
She's like a blazing fire.
Yeah.
You stand next to her for a while and you get caught on fire.
Mm-hmm. But I also had an earlier thought on this point of suffering and love, especially with Thea, the little sister that you wanted to punch. Which is, I think I've seen, if you've ever seen two people interact, you know how much they care about each other when one asks a favor and the other does not protest for even a second.
Yeah.
And I think in moments when I see two people and someone's like, hey, would you mind doing this? And they drag their feet or they roll their eyes or they need convincing, I wither a little bit. I'm a little saddened.
Yeah.
And I get that. Sometimes we are just tired.
Yeah.
But Faustina just leaps at opportunity. She leaps at sacrifice. And
it's not that we're tired. We just don't love.
We just don't love. It's because they're not big things to ask.
No. This is why I wanted to punch her, because this is what she pointed out. I just don't love.
We just shouldn't hesitate. We should just be so consumed by love that it's obvious that we'd want to do it.
Yeah.
And I think usually it's that we side on this side of logic where we're like, well, you can do it yourself. You're fine. But it's not about that.
No. Well, Jesus can do it all. So why does he want us to participate? Because by participating, we become like him.
Yeah.
And we become love.
Mm-hmm. And suffering is that perfect favor, that perfect ask. He says, can you just do this one thing for me patiently?
Yeah.
And then we really drag our feet.
But we have to practice with little things.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I like the idea of the little things, what you did not choose, what you do not like, and what you cannot change. Just practice accepting it and offering it up.
Accepting quickly and without protest. Because that's when I see like a healthy marriage, it's when I see them jump at the opportunity to do something for each other.
Yeah. I was so impressed. My elderly mother has dementia. She has many physical ailments. And a few days ago, she was really suffering. I was sitting there holding her hands. And she communicated to me that she really wished she could just go to heaven.
Mm.
I said, I know. But I said, you know, you have a mission. You have a mission to suffer and offer that for others. And she said, I know.
What a good woman.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a hard mission, but it's one full of love.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.